Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
One more time, let's give a big clap to our church family online and on air. Thank you for joining us today. Every first weekend of the month is our communion weekend. We get to celebrate in the Lord's table together. And when we share in the Lord's table together, it is a remembrance of the price that Jesus paid to bring us salvation. It is a remembrance of how much God loves us, that He gave His Son to take away our sin so that in exchange we may be saved and be called children of God. In a few moments, we're going to share in communion. If you're online and on air and you have an opportunity, please begin to prepare the emblems. We're going to share in communion. We'll spend some time in prayer and believe God to do something amazing in our lives today. But just before we get into communion, I'd like to share a thought with you from my heart. And I'm calling this thought, in the name of Jesus. Let's say together, in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 3 and verse 1 to 16. That's what we're going to read in our Bibles together. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1 to 16. The Bible tells us, one day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly, everyone say instantly, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this by faith in the name of Jesus. This man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. In the name of Jesus." Peter and John approached this man who was lame from birth, and they commanded him to get up in the name of Jesus. And the man was instantly healed. You know, Peter and John could have just said to the man, "Get up, walk." But they were very deliberate to say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. They were very deliberate. And that for many centuries up till today has shaped the way believers pray. When we pray, we say, in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, when we use that phrase, it is more than just a sign off at the end of words you have been speaking. Sometimes we write a letter and we leave our signature. In the name of Jesus is not just a signature, it's more than a sign off. In the name of Jesus is a powerful prophetic declaration. In the name of Jesus is a significant declaration. And whenever we pray, we say, in the name of Jesus. In a few moments, we're going to be praying. And when we pray, we're going to say, in the name of Jesus. The thing is, why must we pray and say, in Jesus' name? Why must we pray in the name of Jesus? It is so significant for three reasons. Number one, when we pray and say in the name of Jesus, it is a declaration that there is power in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 2, we read it. The Bible says, now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. See, this man had been lame from birth. It was a condition that he and everyone else had accepted. This was to be his portion in life. He would always come, sit, and beg. And perhaps someone would give him something, some out of compassion, some out of pity, some out of guilt. And that was to be the story of his life. But one day something changed when the declaration in the name of Jesus was made. The Bible says he looked at Peter and John. He was expecting something from them. But they say to him, silver and gold we do not have, but what we have. Let me tell you. What the name of Jesus gives to us is greater than what silver and gold can give to you. Money can pay a hospital bill. It can get you medication. You know, it can even get you a place at a university. But the name of Jesus is able to give you something far beyond what money can give you. And in that moment, yes, he could have taken a few more pennies, but he received something far greater. They said to him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And the Bible says, instantly his ankles became strong and he began to walk. There is power in the name of Jesus. See, friends, miracles happen in the name of Jesus. When we pray in the name of Jesus, that phrase is an acknowledgement of the power that is in that name. It is a name that brings about healing and deliverance. It turns impossible situations around. That man was meant to be lame for the rest of his life. But in the name of Jesus, that situation changed. And the apostles, Peter and John, they knew the power that was in the name of Jesus. First of all, they had walked with him. They had seen him raise the dead. They had seen him heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind. They had seen him feed multitudes from almost nothing. They had seen him command the waves to cease. They had seen him die, but they had seen the power of God that raised him back to life. They knew that there was power in the name of Jesus. So when they showed up that afternoon, they said, silver and gold we do not have, but what we have, we give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk. And in that moment, the power of God hit that man. He got up to his feet and his life was never the same again. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we are calling on the power that is in that name. And when his power shows up, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. In a few moments, we are going to pray. And we are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus. And I'm believing God that the power of God is going to reach you and your family, and it is going to turn what seems impossible into something that is possible in Jesus' name. See, when we pray in the name of Jesus, it's not only a declaration that there is power in the name of Jesus, it is also a declaration that our faith is in Jesus. Because we don't pray in any other name. We pray in the name of Jesus. You see, our faith is in a person. Our faith is in Jesus. Reliable, dependable. You can count on him. His power and his track record of coming through inspire faith in our hearts so that we can trust him completely. See, the faith that we have in the name of Jesus casts out fear and doubt. And it makes us believe that what we have asked of him, he is more than able to do in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 3, and we read it in verse 3 to 9. When the man saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. They said to him, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Peter and John asked the man to stand because they had faith in the name of Jesus that that man would be healed. And that man was healed. The Bible teaches us that we experience God's miracle working power when we put our faith in Jesus, when we pray in his name. You see, faith is our simple trust in our supernatural God who controls human destiny. Faith is an expression of our confidence in who God is and what he can do. The apostles had this confidence in Jesus. They knew that he would hear, and they knew that he would answer when they prayed for that lame man. You see, faith is not an assumption. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. It is the assurance of what we do not see. Faith is not wishful thinking. It is taking God at his word and waiting on him to do what his word says he will do. Faith is built on who God is and what he can do. Our faith is in Jesus. His name is not a magic wand for you to just get what you want for your selfish purpose. His name is a key that gives us access to the promises of God. And so when you pray in the name of Jesus, you're expressing faith that I trust that what you have for me is what I need. And finally, when we pray in the name of Jesus, it is a declaration that the glory belongs to Jesus alone. When you say in Jesus' name, you are actually declaring who gets the glory. You are declaring who gets the praise. You are declaring who gets the credit for what has happened. We read it in verse 11 to 16. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, what did he say? Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if it is by our own power or godliness that we had made this man walk? When you continue further down, and guys, you can skip to this verse. They said, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. It is Jesus that must get the credit. I believe today when we pray, God's power is going to move powerfully in your life and that you are going to experience the miracles of God. Watoto family, be careful to give Jesus the glory. Tell everyone it is Jesus that opened that door. It is Jesus that gave me that opportunity. It is Jesus that healed that disease. It is Jesus that opened my eyes. It is Jesus that gave me his favor. Jesus must get the glory. No one else but Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We're coming before you in prayer, in expectation. Because God, you have exalted Jesus to the highest place and given him a name that is above every other name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Our faith is in the name of Jesus. And we're declaring that when you move, we won't take the glory. All the glory belongs. With every head bowed and every eye closed, here in person, online, and on air. The Bible tells us salvation is found in no other name, only in the name of Jesus. For we have been given only one name under heaven by which we must be saved, the name of Jesus. We can trust God for so many miracles in our lives. But the greatest miracle of all is the miracle of salvation. See, the Bible tells us that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. All of us have sinned against God. All of us are in need of God's mercy and grace. The good news is, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to take away the punishment for sin. And when you put your faith in Jesus, ask him for forgiveness and surrender your life to him as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says a miracle of new birth happens. The old is gone, the new has come. You're a brand new creation. It is a miracle and it is a free gift, but you have to choose to surrender your life to Jesus. I want you to know that God loves you so much. It doesn't matter what you've done. God loves you. And when you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. And so with every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, you say, Brian, you're talking about me. Today is my day. I have sinned against God, but I want his forgiveness. I surrender my life to Jesus so that I may be saved. And I become a child of God. I want the miracle of salvation. If that's you, I want you to do this. Lift up your hand. You say, Brian, that's me. I give my life to Jesus. Lift up your hand. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Lift up your hand to Jesus. He saves. He saves. He loves you. He will forgive you. He will save you today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and you're lifting it real high to Jesus. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. This is the most important decision you're making ever in your life. Upstairs, downstairs, in the overflow. Lift up your hand to Jesus. Lift it high. Thank you. Jesus sees those hands. Believers are praying for you right now. You may feel afraid and say, I don't know if I should. I want you to trust Jesus with your life. Lift up your hand to him. He will save you. You're joining us online. I want you to lift up an emoji of a hand and give your life to Jesus right now. Lift up that emoji of a hand, put it in the chat section and say, I give my life to Jesus. On air right now, in that room, you can lift up your hand. Jesus is right there with you right now. lift up your hand. Some of you are saying, Brian, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. Yes, I've been born again, but Brian had gone back into sin, but I don't want to live that life anymore. I want to fully surrender my life to Jesus. I want to recommit my life to Jesus right now. If that's you, lift up your hand as well. Lift up your hand as well. You're coming back to Jesus. Lift up your hand. Don't be afraid. Thank you. Jesus sees that hand. Lift it real high. Jesus loves you. Jesus will never push you away. Come back to him and say, Lord, I return. Forgive me. Save me. Change me. Thank you. Jesus sees those hands. This is the very last call. You say, Brian, I recommit my life to Jesus. Lift up your hand here in person. Online, thank you, sir. Online, would you lift up your hand right now, an emoji of a hand, lift it and type, I recommit my life to Jesus. This is so serious. This is important right now. On air, you're recommitting your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand and say, Jesus, I give my life to you fully. I'm in business. I'm not playing games with you anymore, Jesus. I surrender my life to you. Thank you. Thank you for lifting your hand now. I want us to pray this prayer together, church. Let's all pray. If you've lifted up your hand, pray and mean every word you're saying from the bottom of your heart as you make your personal commitment to Jesus. Church, let's all pray together as loud as we can. Come on, let's encourage our brothers and sisters. Praying together, everyone saying, Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, you are the only Savior. Today, I am asking you to forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Give me a brand new life. Jesus, I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And from this day, I believe that I am born again, that I am a child of God. I will live for you. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's clap our hands right there and celebrate every miracle of salvation. Listen, here in person, a friend of mine is going to reach out to you. They're just coming to celebrate the decision they've made. They're going to give you a little notebook that's going to share with you what the decision you have just made means. There'll be a little card for you to tear off and fill in and hand it back to our host, Asham. And we'd like to meet with you at the end of the service so we can just chat with you a little more and tell you how we want to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. If you're joining us online, click that link that's appearing. It's so important that you do. Leave us your name and number. We want to walk this journey with you. Online, would you take a moment at the end of the service? Send us a quick email, connect@watotochurch.com. We want to hear from you. We want to walk a journey with you. We call it Starting Point, is to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Watoto family, we love to celebrate every miracle of salvation. Shall we clap our hands and celebrate what God has done in this place? Amen. We're now ready to share in communion. The Bible tells us Jesus was getting ready for his death. He had the last supper with his disciples. The Bible says at that supper he took bread. And he broke it, passed it around to his disciples, and he said to them, this is my body that is broken for you. It was an emblem. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. After 3 days, he put that broken body together again. My prayer is that here in person and online, the power of God will touch you and your family, and what is broken will be fixed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and passed it around to his disciples. And he said, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant. He said, my blood is poured out for many for the forgiveness of their sin. The blood of Jesus has never lost its power. It washes away our sin. But my brother, my sister, the blood of Jesus heals any disease. The blood of Jesus delivers us from the stronghold of the enemy. As we share in communion, as we eat the bread and drink the juice, these are symbols, but our faith is in Jesus. And so I want you to pray. As we worship, I want your hearts to be full of praise. Thank him and worship him for the price that he paid. And then our pastors are going to come and lead you in prayer. And we're believing God for miracles in your life. And we'll be careful to give him all the glory. Lord, we thank you for the price that you paid. We do this in remembrance of you. Our hearts are full of praise. As we call on your name, may you move in power and do what no man can do. We worship you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,